fucking hazy.
There it is. Welcome back to the High and Hazy podcast. I'm your host, The Buck.
And I'm B-Rad. I think the B-Rad and the Buck works.
I like it.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it's suitable.
Yeah. It's just we need, for when you do it, the Buck and B-Rad, I guess, don't work.
You know what I mean? I gotcha.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So nothing I can do about it now.
Yeah. So I actually picked a video this week, and I just seen it.
Okay. So, are we talking like an Instagram? Are we talking like a YouTube? Are we talking like a, oh shit, this was on TV?
It's a Instagram reel. So it was just sent to me in like one of my group chats.
Okay.
And it's old Workout Washington. So.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
I have no idea what Workout Washington is.
Right. You're about to find out.
Oh.
Oh.
All right, now. I can see him.
Hopefully, if I just hit this, it'll go.
Washington, I'm the owner of this gym right here. I'm an expert in muscle development. I train every single person here myself. These are all my students. They're chit-chatting right now, but I get them to work. Today, I'm going to show you the proper way to work out every part of your body to get like me. For your biceps, you need happy, healthy weights.
Happy, healthy weights. All right.
This is how you work out biceps. Like this. Like that.
So
I've been doing this since I was born to the world. Oh. One, two, three, hundred. That's how I work my wrist. Okay, I just did the heavy weights. I'm finna do the light weights. Four.
Jesus Christ.
Six.
But he said it backwards.
Seven, eight. And three. I'm barely struggling. Now I'm gonna show you how to do abs. You wanna get like me?
Whoa.
Okay, gotta do it like this.
I feel it. Like the
mouth. Okay, ready? One. Two. 1,000.
Jesus
workout, 1,000. I'm gonna show you how to work on your quads. You gotta say it like this. Quads. Just like that, or it won't grow. Quads. Okay,
oh
one,
God.
Two, three. That's how you work on your quads. I'm gonna show you how to work on your chest now. One, two, whoa. Three.
No weight on
four,
it. Hell yeah. Get
six,
that head in there.
Seven, eight, nine. Oh. The workout. I can feel myself getting bigger. Hi, I'm Derek Washington. I'm a trainer, and I'm gonna show you how to defend yourself. Okay, knees. Yeah, elbow. Forehead. Boy, your belly. Yeah, that's my strongest defense. Yeah. Now I'm gonna show you how to work on your tongue. I do it 100 times a day. 1, 9, 2, 9, 3, 9, 4, 9. I do it to 1,000,000. That's how I got my tongue so strong. And anyway, that's how you work out. Hope you liked it. Hope I changed your life to be happy and get along. I'm gonna show you my results. Let me go to the back so no one sees me.
All right, at least he's self-aware, because that was going to be my big question to you. Like, do you think he's really putting this out there?
Yeah, that's what I thought at first, too. And then there was that ending, and then there was something else. Oh, the sit-ups thing.
Oh.
He had to know, like, when they edit, and they go, you know what I mean?
Right, but that's definitely the kind of guy, oh, that's cool, do it.
Oh, you think?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, maybe. But, like, I mean, like, at the end, like, it's like, all right, because he did show his belly before.
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of guy you see on, like, Storage Wars or something like that. You know what I mean? But, yeah, that was a good one. Ironically, I just went back to the gym this week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I'm 2 days deep.
Dang.
It hurts.
Yeah?
I'm fucking fat. Like, I'm so out of shape.
Yeah. I wish I could go. My shoulder is done.
Oh.
Like, it's really bad now.
Yeah, I'm going to make a terrible transition here, but I fucked my shoulder up on vacation.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. These idiots. So we were taking shuttles back and forth from like the hotel to Orlando, Universal Studios. And these guys just stopped holding the rails as we were going around a turn on the bus, and they were standing up, we were sitting down, and they both just fall into my girl. So I put my arm up to like try to stop them as best I could, and I felt my shoulder pop, and I was just like, Christ. And of course, like, her and the one girl clonked heads, and I had to like totally push the other dude out of the way.
God damn.
They don't even turn around and acknowledge it. The dad turns around just like, sorry. Like, they can't fucking say sorry.
Oh, were they like kids?
No, they were full grown adults. I just don't think they spoke English.
Oh.
But it's just kind of like, why the fuck would you let go? They held on the whole time. And then it's like, all right, here's the one curve you need to hold on for. And like, nope.
Oh, so they were like your guy's age or whatever? Like,
yeah.
When you said dad, I just thought little kids.
Nope. They were just there with their dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Fun times.
Yeah, that does suck.
Right? Because then you like try to go say something to somebody and they were like, what do you want us to do? Like, I guess nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sorry, like... Is there like warnings everywhere? Like hold on to the rails. I'm sure there is.
Well, yeah. It's a bus, you know? But yeah, it was just kind of like you go talk to the people. They're like, we're gonna tell our manager to tell their manager they need to pay better attention. Like, cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I mean, that's all they can really do.
I know. Right? I'm just saying, like, right. Fuck.
You got to be at least able to complain to somebody.
Exactly. Because my whole thing is, like, they were like, well, since they're also guest staying here, like, we can't press charges. It'd be different if one of our people fell into you or the driver crashed the bus. Like, oh.
Yeah.
Is that something that happens a lot?
Yeah. It's like, we got a good driver now.
Yeah.
We don't let him start drinking till 5.
Oh. They go all night, too. It's wild. Yeah. So
the shuttle bus does?
Yep.
How many, like, is it every hour or?
Oh, no. Depends on the hotel, but, like, the one we stay at is, like, the economy one. It's Cabana Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And they have one going, like, every 15 minutes or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, like, if they're not going every 15 minutes, they will sit there until they fill up. So it was wild. A couple of the nights, they, like, paired it up with a second hotel.
But oh, yeah.
Nobody ever got on for that one. It was kind of funny. But they were literally right across the street.
Oh.
That's just one of those things, like, oh, great. More people.
Yeah.
But they're open super late for the Halloween Horror Night stuff. Like, that goes until 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. That really helps you get in everything. Because those lines were ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, for just Halloween Horror Nights, they used to do a thing called Stay and Scream. Where, like, if you had a ticket to go that night and a pass for the day, like, you can sit in a certain part of the park and kind of, like, line up for it early. And they did it kind of different. So they gave you a wristband this year, but they were still tearing down that one roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
So they were doing construction during the day. So they had to like move a bunch of shit around and where people stay at and stuff. And so everybody kind of got pushed to either one side or the other of the park. And they were just waiting there. But they were only letting you line up for like 3 different ones. And Five Nights at Freddy's was like the big one this year.
Mm-hmm.
Before we even got back there, there was a wait of 300 minutes. They weren't letting anybody else get in line for it, and they were just telling people to move away. Like, they literally had people lining up behind the line, and some dude kept coming over. He's like, you're not in line. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. God, that's the thing I couldn't do. I can't do the lines. I can't do that at all. Like, 300 minutes and be the last guy and be like, oh, I'll start here.
That's the thing. Like, you can do the fast passes. They're just ridiculously priced.
Yeah, but that's the same thing. Like, then I got to pay more that you're already paying.
Right, and they're the kind that go up. So, like, the first 10 people that buy them, they're $100. The next 10 people that buy them, they're $110. And, like, they'll keep going up.
Oh.
And it's, like, one of those ones you got to buy early enough. But to, like, plan everything out and be like, I definitely need the pass tonight.
Yeah.
It's a little difficult.
But, like, so how does a fast pass work?
It's just a separate queue line. So, like, it's not like a normal haunted house, I wouldn't say. So, like, doing Creamy Acres, they kind of just send you on your way, and you shuffle through, like, with your group of people.
Mm-hmm.
These ones, you pretty much go single file, and it's just a constant line of people as you get to go through the houses and stuff. Like, it takes away from it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, the plans and the decorations and, like, the actors themselves are fucking phenomenal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because, like, they're not stuck there screaming all the time. They have buttons and shit that they hit. So, like, they can hit one button on the wall and, like, it'll flash first and then they jump out and try to get you. They got ones where, like, they can jump out, stomp something with their foot, and it'll hit you the same time that they're jumping at you. Like, there's a bunch of different ones. Like, back to the Five Nights at Freddy thing, like, that was fucking phenomenal because it was the full-on animatronics.
Mm-hmm.
As you first get in there, it's like you're walking into the game or the movie or whatever. It was set up for the movie, I think, because the second one's coming out. But then they had people behind walls controlling like parts of them, and it's like the arm coming through, but like it's almost getting you because somebody's back there kind of working it. Like, it was really cool. But they had like not scary ones that they tried to make scary, like Fallout was one.
Yeah.
And like it was cool. It was all about the show. I don't think so much the game.
That's good, because you did you not play the game?
I didn't play the game, yeah.
And you watched the show?
Mm-hmm. But I was so mad at the food there.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it looked really cool. So it was a tin of buffalo chicken. And then it looked like what was chicken fingers at the top, but they were fried pickle spears. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, I like fried pickles. But if you were thinking chicken tender, that's exactly. A big difference.
Well, the food there was good. We got a couple different things. So, like, Terrifier was one of the houses. Mm-hmm. And they had, like, sugar cookies made out to look like his glasses with, like, chocolate inside.
Oh, okay.
Like, those were pretty good. I had a hot Cheeto Berea ramen.
Oh, yeah?
Weird thing to eat at, like, a Halloween deal.
Yeah.
It was a lot. I mean, it's a full-on fucking soup with noodles and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, like, sweating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, it's just hot. But, like, it was, for $15, I would say it was equivalent to something if I went up the street to, like, have their Berea ramen. Like, it probably would match up.
Yeah.
So, I was happy with that. But Jason's Universe,
mm-hmm.
terrible.
Yeah?
Well, the whole thing was, like, I guess you were supposed to go through the movies, but they just kind of did them out of order. And, like, he would just... It seemed like an endless corridor of hedges, and every 5 feet, they hit the button, and two of them jump out at the same time. Like, I swear to God, I went through that probably 7 different times. And then, like, the only other thing I can remember from going through that house was there was one scene where it was, like, the younger version of the mom complaining that they took her boy and they weren't paying attention because they were fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And as she, like, I get it, you're working in the house, you're probably sweating all night and shit, but, like, she did, like, a reach out, and as she reached out, it just hit me full face, onion. And, like, I'm trying not to gag. And I'm just like, somebody give her a break, you know what I mean? Go in the back. Throw a little water on those pits. Like, I'm sure I'm no Daisy, but, like, I'm also not being like, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah. Oh, I got scared and it stunk.
Give me a sniff. But, yeah, some of the original ones were pretty cool this year. Like, they have a, I guess it's like a Spanish arts type deal every year. The mm-hmm. one I can remember other than this year was, like, they did the Chupacabras.
Oh, yeah.
Which was pretty cool. Although they made them look way more like dogs than what I'd imagine it to look like. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But this year it was like an artist deal, but like all the paintings he made were kind of horror paintings, but they started coming to life.
Oh, yeah.
And like they had it so crazy that they had a giant like wicker man built in the middle of it, and it was screens and shit inside, but like smoke was coming out and it was on fire, but like all that inside of a fucking building, and it's already huge over your head. Like it was amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah. I did way too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just going here, there, and everywhere.
How many days were you there?
I was there for 6 days, essentially.
Oh, yeah. So you got a lot of time in.
Yeah. Well, we did SeaWorld one day, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. Like, the rides are cool. Hands down, favorite roller coaster. That's the Pipeline.
Oh, yeah.
So you strap in over your chest, but your feet can leave the ground
because
you're supposed to be on a surfboard surfing. But, you know, just, like, to hit all the rides, it took all day.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like, there's just so much other shit to do. Because, like, my girl, you got to feed the stingrays. Expensive as shit to feed the stingrays, but...
Yeah.
Well, they give you a tray of shrimp. And then it's, like, 4 of them for $30 or some shit. So we lucked out. We went, and she gave us a free one to just go try it out because they were having a hard time with the computer. Finally get the computer up and running, get her the other tray. And it's just kind of like, it feels like the other kids kind of gravitate towards you because they're like, let me feed one too. Like, tell your fucking mom to go buy
shrimp.
Yeah,
go buy shrimp, boy.
You know what I mean? It's just like, get the fuck away. And like, I get it. You're at a splash park and shit. And, well, not a splash park, but it's a aquarium park.
Yeah.
There's water everywhere. And, like, they are splashing and shit in there. But, like, when the kids come up and they're just running their arm across the side and they go to try to, like, hit you in the pants with all this fucking water, it's like, mm-hmm. where the fuck is your mom?
Yeah.
You know? Like, the amount of unsupervised children is insane.
Yeah. I don't want to do none of that stuff.
No?
So, when we were here, John was talking about going to Disney this year or something?
I see, Disney, same deal. Like, it's just too young.
Yeah.
Because, like, I like going to at least SeaWorld because it's the aquarium. And, yeah. like, it's about as adult as it's going to get doing Universal.
Mm-hmm.
I keep calling it fucking Orlando.
Yeah. Like,
it's where it's at. It's Orlando. But, You know what I mean? Like, it does get repetitious.
Yeah.
Because, like, we normally do Busch Gardens earlier in the year, too. And, like, that has been beaten to death. And it's like, all right, I'll ride everything once. And then it's like, what do you want to do? I want to go drinking. Like, yeah. I want to go do something different. Like, I want a new experience. It's been, I don't know how many years in a row. Because we were talking about a cruise one year. I've never been on a cruise. But I have a feeling, like, I'll end up on the poop cruise.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Or it'll be like, oh, it's COVID again. You can't dock. And I'm like, I'm going to die here.
Let me off.
Yeah. But I don't know. I was real excited to try Volcano Bay because this was the, I guess, the first time or first time in a while or something. I had just seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Nighttime for the water park. But then they make it bullshit.
Why?
Like, I just want to go to the water park at night and not have to deal with the lines. Like, let me get in everything. Let me not get sunburnt.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Show some nip. Yeah. But,
get some moonlight on you.
they were like $100 like for half the time that we would have had we paid for the morning ticket, which was like 60.
Yeah. But can you ride more rides now that there's less people or?
Yeah. But the whole thing is they're doing a DJ party and a character meet and greet. And they give you 2 cups. So they like force all this stuff on you and they're like, you're going to take it and you're going to pay me $100. Yeah.
Plus you paid for it.
Like, what's the pass to just ride the rides?
Yeah.
Because you know the kids aren't getting in. But that was the other thing. It was fucking cold this year. Like, I'm not complaining.
Mm-hmm.
But like being down there and it was like peak 82 degrees on a day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we had 75 to start a couple days. And then it was like 62 by the end of the night. Like, it was fantastic.
Your girl was probably freezing.
All the time. Like, no doubt about it. But, yeah, I wish I packed more. Where we were staying in the room, we were right under the vent. And, like, we're separated by this partition. And, mm-hmm. like, they had one in the other room. It just wasn't blowing as hard. So, like, we're fucking freezing. They're sweating their balls off. They keep trying to, like, bump the air up. And, like, please don't. I'm freezing under here.
Yeah.
Because then you ask for, like, another blanket and shit. And then it's like, here's a pad of paper.
You know what I mean? They like, are. It's oh, like God. A sheet half the time. Like, here's a sheet. He was like, I want something that'll keep me warm.
All right. And like, as soon as we went to, because we had to sleep on the old pullout couch, mm-hmm. know what that means. Very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? And then it's like, we move it and shit fell from inside the couch. We're like, God, they don't fucking clean this. Yeah. No.
It's got to be at least to where you pull it out and nothing falls out.
Yeah. Well, that we didn't even pull, like, just moving the couch from one side and there was, like, shit all underneath of the couch. Like, what the fuck is it? It was, like, hair ties and stuff.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Hands down, a better hotel than the one we stayed in the year we went to Disney.
Because mm-hmm.
they had gone to it, like, the year before and they were like, no, it's going to be great. You're going to love it. And we go down there, new ownership. It's like they just let all the doors open during a tsunami. And like, it was just the smell of mold in the room.
Nice.
You know what I mean? And like, you go talk to the front desk and they're like, we're going to give you a different room. And then you go and you see literal mushrooms growing out of the carpet.
What?
I'm telling you, they left some doors open. They were probably like, hey, we're going to air this out. And then it must have rained. And then they were like, all right,
nobody close the doors.
Nobody walk in here.
Now we're just growing mushrooms in people's rooms.
Because my favorite is like, oh, it comes with the continental breakfast. Like, what's the continental breakfast? Some really old bread and cereal.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Damn.
And liquid eggs, of course. But first time I ever saw a Wawa in Florida, we were like right catty corner across from it.
Oh, yeah. Did you make a lot of Wawa stops?
Oh, hell yeah. But don't eat it in the room.
No? Well, I guess you don't want to anyway.
Musty.
Yeah. Musty mushrooms.
And this has been my complaint hour.
Yeah. Did you want to talk about the concert or?
I mean, we can. Like, it was definitely an experience for sure. Like, if they come back around, you got to go.
Yeah.
Oh.
What the hell's that?
I don't know.
My phone about to go off or something?
Technical difficulties. All right.
We crossed the wires?
I guess so. I wonder if we're hearing it or if it's going through everything else.
Well, the thing was jumping up, too.
Okay.
Maybe it is the wires. Maybe that's what... Because I think the last time when John was here, there was, like, a buzz.
Oh, I kept popping. Like, I was hearing myself talk, and then I'd mm-hmm. pop out for a second and then go right back into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Through the headphones?
Mm-hmm.
See, because I can only you know, control mine. So when mine was going through good, it was, I wonder if John, because I remember one time they had three people and only one side went through.
Oh, I definitely had both sides coming through.
Oh.
But it would just be like, and I, what, us, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it probably didn't come through for the audio.
No, probably, it's probably just your headphones, but.
I'm a professional.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, the concert, we lucked out. Because we bought just pit tickets, mm-hmm. and we thought, like, all right, it's a big open area. We bought brand new chairs to go, you know. Start doing some research after we bought them, of course. Like, you can't bring outside chairs, but if you need, like, handy accessible stuff, you can come to the ticket window. So we go there, they help us out, and they're like, here's a seat. And it was on bleachers, and, like, my girl can't do steps that well.
Mm-hmm.
So had to run back in the middle of all these people. Meanwhile, like the first guys playing, the opening band, it was Dayglow, I think. They said something about being in the Minecraft movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So that was cool. You know what I mean? Like, the music wasn't bad. It would probably be something I'd listen to, but it's nothing I've heard, so I'm not just like, yeah.
Yeah.
But run back, and they're like, oh, no, you can sit in this area up here. And it was pretty sweet because you sit down, and then they have these bracelets everywhere. And you put the bracelet on, and then when the dude was done, it popped up on the Jumbotron. Like, if you want to be part of the show, pull the pin on the bracelet now. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. You know, it is what it is. And they come out right with Overcompensate.
Mm-hmm.
And then your wrist lights up. And, like, you have some of the same colors, some of the different colors. And, like, it seemed to go by section. So, like, they were in full control of it. And as, like, yeah. songs switched over and over, like, you get different colors and stuff, like, they'll tell you to do different motions, and it's, like, cool to look up and you see, like, everything just kind of flying around, you yeah. know what I mean? But the set list was awesome. I can go through that if you want to cover for me real quick. I didn't even pull it up. I didn't even think to.
Yeah, so when they were talking about you being a part of it, was that, like, because I followed them on Instagram, and they're showing, like, a lot of the recent concerts they've been doing, and yeah. they'll bring people on stage, or they'll have, like, a whole bunch of people walking through. So was that part of that too, or is that just part of being like the light show kind of thing?
The light show was mainly the part of it. There was a point in the middle of it where they brought a young girl up to sing part of a song with them.
Yeah.
But they had pre-recorded stuff too. Like, they played, We Don't Believe What We See on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was like a cancer awareness kind of thing. And, like, they had a bunch of them singing behind them. And it was just something that played over the top. And then they came back out, and it was them playing the show.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, I probably would have done that again just for the concert. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I did make a whole day of it going to Hershey the next day. And of course, I can't fucking go fast enough to find the set list.
Yeah.
I'm killing it.
But they did From Breach, Clancy, and other stuff too, right?
Yeah, The site I'm on right now, it'll give me a breakdown of, like, what albums from what stuff. Because I guess they had a song on Jinx or something on Netflix. One of the animated things for Clash of Clans. What is it? Smite?
Oh, okay, yeah. I seen Tally was part of the...
The lineup? Yeah, so at the Hershey show, they said that was the first time they were playing that song live. So that was, like, a pretty cool thing to be a part of, too.
Yeah, but it was part of a commercial for the baseball postseason.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty cool. I think Coheed and Cambria did something for, like, football commercial or something like that. Even though it's, like, I guess more of an ad kind of thing. Like, it was, like, a Instagram or YouTube ad. Gotcha. But I thought it was pretty cool that they could, you know, get a band you like, as opposed to, you know, whatever
else. Yeah, because normally it's just like, I've never heard this song before, and then it's like an up-and-coming kind of guy versus being like, oh, man, I fucking love these guys.
Yeah.
All right, so I just pulled up one of them. It looks like it's about the same show. So, Overcompensate to start, Into the Contract. Then, like, the first switch up, you got Raw Fear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was pretty cool. That was a fun one live. And then We Don't Believe What We See on TV, Tearing My Heart, Backslide, which was one of the ones I had to hear.
Yeah.
Lane Boy, Into Shy Away, which I believe is the only one off of the Scaled and Icy one that they played. Heathens, which I don't give a shit.
Is that like a one that a lot of people like? Because I don't even know that song.
I think so. Like, it was big right at the end of them putting out Blurry Face because it was on the Suicide Squad.
Oh, okay. That's probably why then.
And then they ended, like, that first part with Next Semester. Then they come out to another stage. And, like, we were so close for one of the backstages. It was pretty cool. Like, it was one row of people behind us, and then there was the dude.
Mm-hmm. And you guys were near the car, right?
Yeah, we weren't too far from that. We were probably, like, you know, 10 rows back, something like that.
Yeah, because you showed me a picture. It looked like you were pretty close.
Yeah. So going on to the next one, they did Routines in the Night, another great one, Message Man. And then at the end of the rap part of Message Man, he went into the rap part for Pet Cheetah, which was pretty fucking sick. Like, it's one of those ones, like, yeah, I didn't need the whole fucking song. Like, you gave me the cool part. Hell yeah.
I give you two parts of from two songs.
Yep. And then Into Chlorine. Then they go back up to the main stage. We got Jumpsuit, Nico and the Niners, Heavy Dirty Soul, The Line, which is the one from that show I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't care for it.
No.
No. I'd probably, if I heard it a few more times, like, I'd give it a chance, but it's just one of those ones, like, everybody else knew it, and that was the one I didn't know. Like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
I want to be part of it. Then they played Garbage.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I do like that one. And then, I guess, they call it the demo version, but it's that new Doubt that's out.
Yeah, I heard, yeah. It's come up on, like, after I listen to an album, like, where it just goes
off. I mean, I like the original way better,
yeah,
personally. Or I guess some would say that's probably the original one. But to put it out this much later, and like, now you're playing it on tour, it's a little weird.
Yeah.
But not mad about it. Then Tally, Ride, and then Into Drum Show.
And Drum Show ended the...
So there's an encore, but that's technically, like, the end of the concert.
Mm-hmm.
And I love... They made it like a 5-minute wait, because I've been to concerts before where it's like, you're out there, you know there's an encore, it's been 15 minutes, now they come back out.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They literally did 5 minutes right back out on stage. Like, they buffered it with a video, which was cool, like one of their music videos.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was for City Walls, because, oh yeah, there you go. The encore starts with City Walls, then you go real old school with Guns for Hands.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Stressed Out, and then they end it with Trees.
Oh, okay.
So it was just, like I said, an experience. Like,
yeah.
It was everything I wanted it to be,
mm-hmm.
and I'd do it again, no doubt.
I was mad, because after, like, I started following them, I was watching their stories because they put out a new story every time they had the concert. So, like, the one you went, like, they had the little Hershey flag.
Okay.
And then they showed their different spots of the concert. Now they do it for all of them. Like, man, they look like they put on a decent show.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, especially where you were, I don't know about, you know, wherever you're sitting, if you're, like, in the nosebleeds or whatever, how good the show is, but...
Well, that's the thing. So we saw them the last time they were there, and they said that was, like, 10 years ago, which I'm old as shit. But, like, even... In the standing room in the back, everything's on an incline,
mm-hmm.
so you can see everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the guys themselves are a little smaller, but, like, they have speakers behind you. Like, you're getting the same fucking show.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, because I'm thinking, like, we went to a stand-up, the Matt Rife one,
mm-hmm.
and we were so far, like, he was way down here. I mean, you still get the experience and stuff, but then he talks to the crowd, so it's like...
Yeah, he's never going to point you out and be like, what's going on with you, man?
Yeah, but, like... Even music, like, even if I'm not in a room, like, if you can kind of get the feeling of, you know what I mean? Like, that's...
There have been plenty of concerts, like, especially any of them in Camden, where you park where they all park.
Yeah.
And you can hear the concert clear as day. Like, you don't really need tickets. Like, some shows you got to see. But, like, I remember going to see Korn one time, and I was like, you want to just kind of get out of here early? Because we were beat. And, like, as we're walking out to the parking lot, like, it sounds better than where we were sitting.
Yeah. Because,
like, you know when you get it too loud?
Right.
And, like, it starts to blur a little
bit. It's, like, distorted. Because you're trying to hear everything at the same time so close to it. Like, even, like, on the ride back, if you got to drive past it, you know, you put the windows down, you could still hear it.
Because I thought Metallica sounded way better in the parking lot than...
Oh, you went to the one at the Link?
Mm-hmm. Nosebleeds, for sure.
Yeah.
But, God, that was forever ago, too.
Yeah. Shit, I don't know. It's been a while.
I think I we would probably, I don't even know if I was coming over yet.
Oh, really? Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. No.
Damn, that was a while ago.
Right? Because I'm still mad. I was talking to one guy at work, and he's like, I'm going to see Slayer at this next show. I'm like, I thought I went to their farewell tour.
Yeah, I know. That's what somebody else just put out a farewell tour, too. I think it was Metallica.
Okay. Yeah, and see, that was the thing. Like, I'm pretty sure the one I went to was supposed to be, like, a farewell. You know what I mean? And I get it. Like, it's the old school thing to do. But, like, just don't call it a farewell tour.
If you want to, at least go away for a couple years.
Yeah.
And then be like, hey, we have a new album or whatever, and we're going to... Or just tour again. You know, do the
Just call it a tour.
Yeah.
Like, plenty of bands just go on a tour and then they stop.
But it's not, like, farewell and then it's like, oh, well, we're coming back next year. Like, that's not a farewell tour. At least a
couple years. It's been 3 years. We're playing the same songs.
Yeah. I seen... you listen... Do you like Rush at all?
I can appreciate it, but I would never be like, oh, turn this Rush song up. Like,
no.
Tom Sawyer,
yeah,
decent one. What's the other one?
Is it Closer to the Heart?
Yeah, that was playing the other day. But like the ones that like the old dads love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
I think I'm more of a hits guy. You know what I mean? Whichever ones are the hits. But they got a chick drummer now, so they're torn again.
Okay, that's cool. Like, I can appreciate those bands that just kind of piece it together.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I've ever been like, oh, yeah, it's got to be this guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I feel like the only place where it truly matters is vocals.
Right.
Because that's just the tone of it.
Yeah. Especially if it's already, like, if they can, like, you bring in a new drummer and they can play the songs, then it's nothing different for me.
Well, that's where I hate the whole, what is it, A Perfect Circle... And Pussifer.
Oh, and yeah.
What's the other one? Can't even think of it right now.
And that's like the easy one, isn't it?
It is. Oh, Money Shot.
What the hell?
I don't know. God damn it. Tool. There it is. You know what I mean? And it's like, you sound the same in all three bands. Like, you're just the band, essentially, at this point.
Yeah.
Because that's where I almost get upset. Like, it's a dumb thing to get upset about. But like, Owl City is, I guess, one guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, give yourself a name that I know it's one guy. Don't give yourself a band name.
Yeah, that's just me.
Yep.
But I know with, like, Tool, I know, like, their drummer's really good. I know a lot of people like him, so I know there's... I don't know, does he have, like, a band?
I don't know if they're different bands or if they're just comprised of the same people, or it's like, okay, it is, Pussifer only plays songs about sex, and Tool only plays songs about drugs.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah, I don't either.
It's just one of those things, like, it goes back to that whole discussion of Stone Temple Pilots losing Scott Weiland and then taking Chester Bennington. It's like, it's not Stone Temple Pilots anymore.
Yeah.
But I don't know. See, that's another one. Old Linkin Park, since they got the chick.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No?
I heard they were even trying to give away tickets.
Really?
Or else they had to, like, downsize the tour for, like, where they do the cutoff.
Because
I know, like, they usually do the lawn for, what is that, Mortgage Freedom Pavilion.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I've been there where it's, like, smaller sets, and it's like, all right, it's just the inside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think they just couldn't do it. Damn. Like, people just aren't interested in it.
But it seems like there is a lot of the bands from that time that are coming back now.
Well, I mean, what was it, 10 years ago where it was, oh, we're getting Guns N' Roses back. And then it was like, oh, this band's coming back. And that gun.
But when you bring Guns N' Roses, and what's his name, look like shit.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What's the other guy? Vince Neil? Like, they could have been twins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Him. Those are some of my favorite videos where they just do the dub underneath. Stop my car.
But like Limp Bizkit was coming back.
Oh, yeah. Their dude died, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. The bassist. Yeah, I forgot about that. That was just...
He was a bassist.
Yeah, and they were just coming... I don't know if the album's out, but I know they put out that... We talked about that Morgan Wallen song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I have to just come across it. I don't think I'm going to search it out.
Yeah, the one album I said, it was pretty good. I don't even remember what it was called, though.
Okay. Yeah, I've been, like, out of the music game for new stuff for a while. Like,
yeah,
I follow an artist here and there.
Yeah. But... I was too, and then for some reason with 21 Pilots, like, because I didn't like them when I listened to Vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And then you started doing the Clancy ones, and I was like, oh, these songs are good. Like, this don't sound the same as the other.
Yeah.
And then I worked my way back. And then, like, how easy it was to get into those albums, I was like, I can listen to new stuff now. So I started listening to, like, I did the, well, the Limp Bizkit one was before that, but there was other bands that I liked that I went back and tried to.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I'm that way with The Cure, because it's like, yeah, I hit a couple mainstream songs, like, I'll give them a chance, and then you just put it on like 80s radio, like, what was that song? I'm like, oh, it was The Cure.
There was a, do you listen to Supertramp?
I think I know what, like, two songs. What is that, Take the Long Way Home? Is that them?
I don't know, because I went through the Rock Band thing, and if you could do it by popular, I was like, oh, that's a good idea. And then, like, a lot of those songs were on there. I was like, what song is this? I click on it, I was like, oh yeah, I know that song. And so I just throw them on there.
Yeah,
but there's like a lot that you don't think of that, you know, like, oh yeah, that's a good song.
Well, it's all the weird bands, because, like, how many bands were super bands, you know what I mean,
right,
back in the 80s or whatever, because that used to be the thing to fucking do. Like, I can appreciate it here, because I think we've talked about it before, probably not on this one, but my favorite band to Say Anything,
mm-hmm,
and Saves the Day is another good band, and they took half and half, did two lead vocals, and it's like, okay, this is technically a super band from what genre of music I listen to.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, it's just not mainstream pop, so it's never going to get the recognition that I think it deserves,
right?
But wasn't Asia one,
right? Yeah.
Yes, like, all just all the different, you know, different band members and shit, like,
yeah,
you can put what's the other one, the Grateful Dead.
I was never a Grateful Dead guy.
Yeah, well, what's the one, I Will Get By or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, there's a couple bangers in there.
Right. Casey Jones. I like Casey Jones.
Yeah,
never heard that one?
Mm-mm.
No.
I probably have. It's just one of those ones, like, I got to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I was that way with a lot of Led Zeppelin songs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, but you can't name three. Like, but you can't name seven. As I'm naming absolutely none of them right now.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those ones, like, if I sat there and got to think about it, and, like, you play me bits, like, oh, okay.
Like, and some of them, like, one's Black Dog. You know what, mm-hmm, I mean? Like, that, you can't hear, like, oh, the lyrics in there are Black Dog, but
yeah.
Stairway to Heaven, you know what I mean? You hear that,
right,
and you're like, oh, that's Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, Kashmir's a good one.
Yeah. There we go, that's three.
Yeah. Yeah, I give up.
Yeah. I used to, I don't know, Whole Lot of Love. Ramble on.
Yeah.
Been a long time since I rock and roll.
That was like a Ford truck commercial, I think, at
yeah,
one point.
Yeah, for forever.
I remember they didn't want to put their songs on Guitar Hero or Rock Band because they didn't want to, like, sell out.
Well, that was the whole thing with Guitar Hero up to, like, three, I think, where it was just cheaper for them to have a cover band do it,
yeah,
than the actual rights to the songs.
Yeah. But they would offer them money and they didn't want to do it. But
yeah,
they did the...
I don't think that's selling out at all. Like, it's just making your music popular.
Right, because they said, like, people who played those games went back and then bought the songs because they liked the songs.
Yeah. I feel like selling out's more like, hey, turn this into disco pop.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't know. That. Oh, you've never seen Pop Star Never Stop Never Stopping, right?
No. I don't know. I think you brought it up before.
Okay. That's one of the better ones. Like,
yeah.
You got to watch it. But there is one part where they they start putting his song on all the appliances.
Oh, yeah.
And so every time you open it, it's like, oh, it's playing. Like, all right, maybe that's selling out a little bit. But
yeah,
like the Guitar Hero game, like, you're just getting people interested in what you're doing,
yeah,
in a different medium.
Especially kids playing these games, listening to music they probably don't hear or
right,
wouldn't go out of their way to listen to.
Perfect example is old Tony Hawk.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's so many songs across the way that I would have never given the time of day, and now it's like, ska, I fucking love ska.
I still hate it, but
do
I do
you?
Like the song. I don't know. It just all sounds the same.
There's different influences, different bands and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can appreciate it more. But then again, like, growing up working in kitchens, like, it was a lot of horn music in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just kind of like, I don't even speak the language, but this one's this one. And,
right,
you know,
yeah,
what I mean? Or play the one with the beeps. What do you mean?
Beep, 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 beep.
I don't miss that at all.
What, working in the kitchen?
Yeah, fuck no.
So you don't want to do that as your career anymore?
No.
You've given up on your culinary degree?
Yeah, like I'll make some sauces here and there. Like I'll cook myself some dinner, but no more culinary game for this guy.
Yeah. I guess that's better anyway. Just cook your own meals and be able to know how to do it.
Yeah.
As opposed to cooking it for a bunch of other people.
I just wish I didn't pay all that money to learn it.
Yeah.
You know?
You should have went for what you're going to, what's it, DeVry?
Oh, Strayer.
Oh, Strayer. Yeah. Why do I keep saying the wrong one?
That's just the popular one. Just it is. Start calling it Phoenix U or whatever. They had so many fucking commercials over the years. Like, I can work and get a degree.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you're watching like a show with, I always call them the judge shows, like Judge Judy or whatever. Yeah. Like, they were always on those because they know at that time you should be at work. And if you're not, why don't you go back to school?
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I feel like if you can do the job, you shouldn't need the college degree.
Right. If you're already doing a job, what do you...
Right. Because here's my thing. Like, you hire a kid straight out of college to cook. Like, I'll just use cooking as the example.
Mm-hmm.
Or you take that, you know, dude who's doing the dishes who really wants to cook, and you show me who makes a better meal.
Yeah. You know, because that's what it is at the end of the day, who made the best meal. It's not who has a better degree.
Right. And like, I understand safety standards and stuff, but if you teach them from the inside to like work their way up, they're going to work their way up.
Yeah.
Like, those are going to be the people that know what the fuck to do. And like, don't get me wrong, there's creative people in between. Cause like some of the dudes that I went to college with, like they were born to do that shit.
Yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And then there's like, I feel like I was pretty average run of the mill. Like I knew what I was doing. I understood the science behind it,
mm-hmm.
but it was just one of those things like, I want to make my food. I don't want to make your food. So to make it a career, it was just like a really bad choice.
Yeah, well, I went for graphic design, and now they use AI.
Yeah, right. So
that wasn't that great of a choice. But I've been using the AI, and it's still, you know, it takes some tweak, and it's not just like, do this for me, and it's done.
Right.
But it's
make it look better.
Yeah.
Make it look even better.
Yeah. I mean, there's still some things you have to do to manipulate the software to do it to what you want to do, but
gotta learn to talk to it all nice like.
Yeah, well, there's like a thing on Facebook I follow, like with ChatGPT. You know how you can make your like the photos look like South Park or whatever.
Yeah,
like they even put the prompts in there, like, here's a picture I made, if you want it to make yours look like it, here's what I wrote. And it's like a paragraph of shit.
Oh geez.
And it's like, I put in like, make this picture look like South Park, and it does it.
Yeah, or I'll just do like, Facebook, where it's like, do you want your picture to look like this? Yeah, and then it like makes it just look terrible. Like, yeah. I don't have the right picture for this. Delete.
Yeah. Yeah, so it is like, now it seems like graphics have been, like people who can write better now to describe whatever you want it to be.
Now, like, how do you feel about them using that for video games? Dude, my nose is itching like crazy.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on.
Like, what do they use it for in video games?
So, like, I believe High on Life was one that really got called out for it, where they pretty much wrote the main storyline, but I think most of, like, the backgrounds and the mapping were just all AI.
See, I'm not against that. Like, if it comes out good, I'm still fine with that, but I don't think it'll even... It probably wouldn't compete with somebody who... Like a Zelda game, or you know what I mean? Like one of these games where they put all this time into it. Or like, was it like the Metal Gear games? Did you play them?
No. That was never in my,
Oh, no. You know, like the games where they go, this game was so good, we can turn it into a movie or a TV show or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because that's all Solid Snake, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I know him from Smash Brothers more than anything else. And it's just kind of like, it was never my, I remember him hiding under a box.
Yeah. That was,
And then I tried to play the newer ones, and then it like started off, it was all action-y, and then it's like, run to the end of the fence, here's a 45-minute cutscene. Like, oh, God.
See, because I liked, back in the day, playing the cutscenes. Like, it was like, I think it was PS2, the first one came, well, not the first one, but the Metal Gear Solid, I think it was. And that one, like, the cutscenes were cool. I don't know, it was just different.
I don't know, I feel like we just play different video games.
Yeah, well, I mean, at that time, they were like the only ones. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like where you go online. Like, there's a game I don't think Xbox even makes. It's just like random games on there now because they kind of did the PC.
Well, you also have to remember, growing up in my household, if I wasn't a teenager, I couldn't play teen games.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah, you do have a lot of talk about like the old, like the Spyro, Ratchet and Clank, and
yeah. That kind
but
of
I
stuff.
Like them games too, but Nintendo's version of those.
I got you, and that was the thing. It was just we got a PlayStation, so yeah. I grew up on PlayStation.
Right. Yeah. So when I had PlayStation, it was like the Metal Gear Solid and those.
Yeah. See, mine was more like Spyro and Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean?
But I mean, I played the shit out of the demos for Parappa the Rapper and
Hell yeah, Chop.
I wanted to play that so bad. Never actually. I think I did. We did play the game, but like that was like that shit was fun.
Yeah.
But like I don't know.
I mean, it's just like a precursor to a Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But like, what's it called? We had one. My grandma had one, like in her like little game room or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's it. She only had the demo disc.
Oh.
So like all like when we were over there in the summer, it was just like you could play these six intros to games.
Yeah, I remember, what was it, Crash Bash had a cheat code you could put in there, and I never thought to, like, because the internet wasn't new. Like, if you knew what you were doing, you could work your way around, and I could have found, like, the actual code to put in. But I would just hand-fuck the shit out of the controller trying to hit all the buttons at the same time and just kind of, like, wriggle in my hands. And every now and again, it would give you the demo for Spyro 3, I think it was.
Oh, really? And so was that something from the PlayStation Magazine you were supposed to figure out? Or
yeah, because it was like they had demos of different games and shit, but it was I'm thinking of two different things, because they gave you the demo disc that used to come with the magazine,
right? Yeah.
And there was a bunch of different ones on there, but I'm getting it all mixed up. It was Crash Bash, you put in the code, you can play the Spyro deal, but it was like only three different levels, and if you pick a level and you got to the end, it told you to restart the game so you can play old Crash again.
Oh.
Yeah. It was just like a hidden thing.
So Crash Bash was like a full game?
Yeah. It was like their version of Mario Party, essentially. Like four people were playing, and then it's just different games. Because like, I like the one where it was a pinball. Everybody was on a different end. But you could either do like a super rappel as the ball came and really shoot it somewhere, or you could like hold a different button and it was like a magnet, and then you could have like four of them at the same time.
And then try to shoot them all.
Yep. And like you team up on the other guys and that kind of stuff. Yeah. And then they had other ones where it's like, all right, you're on a pogo stick, try to cover as many blocks as you can. Like,
so it was Crash was their Mario, essentially?
I think
like
so.
When it came, because they had a racing game too. Was
oh yeah,
his
never got to play that one. I played Crash Bandicoot Racing. I didn't play it when they brought it back out, and it was like the twin cars, and you could like mix and match.
It's like
the
CTR, team-ups. It's called, or whatever, Crash Team Racing. Or,
I think so.
Yeah,
yeah, they had some good games. I liked the idea behind Crash Bandicoot Racing, because it was like the whole time you're in the cart.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can be in a free world and kind of drive a little over here, drive a little over there, upgrade your car over here. Like, I like when they put fun shit in there instead of it just being a screen.
Right, yeah. I heard the new Mario Kart's supposed to have like a kind of like an open world kind of thing where you can drive around.
I can't shell out for that Switch 2.
Yeah, I know. I'm worried about the thing where they cancel your whole console.
I'm worried about hearing about they get drift after like 30 days for the Joy-Cons. Because you can't buy third-party ones.
Yeah, I always upgrade to the Pro controller. And I think the Pro controller still works, but I don't know about... The Joy-Cons definitely won't. Maybe you can connect to it, but you definitely can't charge it in there because they go in now, right? As opposed to sliding.
I think they're magnets.
So it still probably wouldn't work, right?
I think they do charge that way.
Oh, like through the old magnets. One? Will sit on the other.
Oh, are you talking about the old Joy-Cons on the new Switch?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I was mishearing that altogether. Oh. I thought you were talking about the new ones wouldn't charge, but yeah, no, they're probably just dead. It's the same thing like the Wii and the Wii U. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were like, here's this big-ass tablet. Hope you don't have too many nunchucks at home. God, what a fucking waste. How many games did you play with the nunchuck?
Oh... The ones that they sports,
that yeah, one, you know what I mean? It,
pretty
right?
much, yeah.
Like boxing, you know what I mean? Good old, but like, I wanted to do so much more with it. I wanted it to be better than it was. Like, it was a great idea, just executed so poorly.
Yeah. They, I remember wanting to play the Zelda. I was like, that's going to be so cool. And they did it to where he had to go up and down. There was like different slashes, and I would do this, and he'd go this way. He's like, "That's not what I'm doing."
Right.
They redid it on the Switch where you can use the right stick.
Okay.
And I just snapped my.
Nice.
But that was so much better. Yeah. Because I stopped playing it because I was like, I can't do this. I can't sit in my living room and fight off enemies, right.
Beating off dudes.
Yeah.
But I'm just the gun. The gun was another one that got me. Like the gun attachment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you have to have the nunchuck in the back. And then it's like, all right, you're going to walk with your back hand. Like, what the fuck was the point of the gun? I'd rather hold them out here.
Yeah. And just use it like the old, because they're always late, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. Like the fact that they're still doing the cardboard for the Switch 2 shit.
They have. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The Virtual Boy, you have a cheaper version, is a cardboard one.
Right. And it's what? $40?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, that's too much. It's fucking cardboard.
It'll come out on YouTube. How to make your own at home.
Exactly.
With all your Amazon boxes you have.
Yeah. Prime days, right around the corner. But I'm sure there's
some kind of lenses in there, because it'll probably double the video. You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying, but, like, give me the real one. And the real one's, like, what, $100, $200?
Yeah. It's $100 for that. And I remember when it failed, because it was a failed system, that... Walmart had so much overstock, they were selling them for $10.
And right. You now you want being 100. The idiot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You want to sell it for 100. You want to resell it, something that didn't work. And I guess they could have made it so it works on the screen, though.
Yeah, see, like, when I had the Google Pixel 2, and they were doing that for all the phones, like, I bought the Google exclusive headset and shit, and it came with a remote for $40.
Yeah.
And it wasn't worth it then. It's not going to be worth it now.
Right.
Because I still need the technology where I can lay back in my bed and look up and see the show versus, oh, it has to be within this parameter with the way that you're fucking wearing it. Yeah, because it was supposed to be like couch view, so you were supposed to be looking forward to see it. You know what I mean? But there was no way to circumvent that and just have it look up. Like, I tried to reset it, but it was on like some kind of weird fucking access thing with the phone.
Oh, have you... You looked into the PSVR, right?
Yeah.
And you didn't do that? Because I know, like, with the Quest, like, you can do Netflix and YouTube and stuff on there, and you can lay down.
Okay, yeah. See, I'm just cheap about it.
But that's, you know, like, weird, just having this whole thing on your headset.
I just have such a hard time spending money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to lose it all.
Right.
You ever get buyer's remorse?
Oh, all the time. Because I buy...
On stupid shit, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, all right, I went out and I bought a Monster and I bought a Butterfinger and I bought, you know, a sandwich.
See, not that.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, if you added it up for, like, the little shit that you were just like, all right, I'll get a little bit here, a little bit there. And then it's like, oh, no, I went out and bought a $40 video game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, had I just not gotten the fucking snacks, it wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah. Right. The, those drums...
Yeah.
Just came up. I bought those 15 years ago.
Jeez.
So that was like I think it was like $300 at the time, but that was like one of the purchases where, like, I was still living at home, so
yeah,
I was good, but...
See, back then it didn't fucking matter.
Right.
Like, I had $500 in my paycheck, means I got $500 to spend.
Yeah. Unless you had like my car insurance, but that was every month, so if it was like every 2 weeks I got paid, I was like, oh, this is my check.
See, I started working young, so... I didn't even have to worry about that shit.
Oh, well, yeah, mine was young too, but I think I had to pay for my cell phone, which wasn't bad then.
Okay.
It didn't even have like data or anything.
Right. I remember only having 200 text messages.
Yeah.
Oh, never want to go back.
I know. And you can only do 200, and you had to type it all out with the numbers.
Yeah, I didn't understand the people that could do the short code. You know what I mean? Where you like...
Uh-oh.
It was the random guessing one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it'd be like, you type in two letters, and then it would give you five options.
Yeah, it seemed like that took longer than finishing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I had it down to a point to where it was just like, all right.
Yeah, like I could text in the car with spaces, not even look, like just staring at the road, and just look down, and it would be like, yeah, that's exactly what it was supposed to say.
I did have a girlfriend early on who did that quick shit, and she just knew, like, where the fuck it was. And, like, it always suggests this at number three and then this at number two. So I just went pop, 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 pop. I'm like,
oh.
And it was a fucking paragraph. Like,
God. It is crazy how, like, when you want to or you have to learn something, how quick it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you guys take typing in school when you were younger?
On the computer.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it was so hard then. But, like, I know kids that text now, like, they know where everything is.
See, my whole thing is with typing, just let me use my two fingers. Like, it's just going to be faster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I sit at, like, the home row, but then, like, I just go freestyle pretty much.
Exactly. Like, I don't... That's what I hated about it, because it was, like, they were standing over your shoulder.
This is the only way to do it. Like, oh, you could have reached your pinky over and hit the cue.
You could have saved a split second.
Like, yeah.
So fucking what? Like, I'm not growing up to be a fucking stenographer. Because have you ever seen their shit?
Yeah.
Their shit's fucking wild.
It is.
It's like, what the fuck is that? Is it a Glockenspiel? Is that like the crazy one?
It looks like a receipt thing. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about like the German musical instrument where it's like the big thing and like you hit the pedals and it's also like a piano and then you can pull it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what it fucking looks like when they're over there typing and shit.
It's like everybody, whatever they say, like, is there
it's like the quick text kind of shit where they put in, like, it'll be, all right, it'll be words that start with AB and like there will be a button for it and it'll be like, all right, above, and like they go down to it real quick and like they're just fucking doing their thing.
But they're recording it.
Yeah.
So why do we type it out?
I have no idea.
I need to see the transcripts.
He said. Oh, no, I missed the button completely. He said, fart.
It's so weird.
Yeah. It's wild to me that that's a fucking job, first of all. Like, what are they getting paid?
And it's still?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't been to a courtroom in forever, but...
Judge Judy's on every now and again in the house, and I think the new one is, what is it, Judy's Law.
Yeah.
And I think her daughter's either a lawyer or the stenographer or some shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess, like, if there wasn't something that was being recorded, like a divorce kind of thing, you know what I mean? Everything
But still, everything gets played into a microphone.
Right,
so it probably is getting recorded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they got to go back against the judge. You know what I mean? It's just, like, antiquated shit that we're doing.
Right, yeah.
Think of the money we'd save.
Without stenographers.
Yeah. I don't even know what they make. They probably make, like, $10 a year.
I wonder what else they do besides, like, courtroom stuff.
Nothing. You imagine sitting there for that long, just typing.
That back in the day, that's what they wanted women to learn back there. Like, you got to learn how to type to be a secretary.
You better fucking pull that cord out of that hole and put it in the other one.
Did you ever have a typewriter?
No.
No?
I've seen them, but...
My brother had one when we were young.
Yeah. I heard the travel ones were the shit.
Oh, yeah.
I just couldn't imagine having to ink that all the time.
It was so... And it would... Like, it had a backspace, and it would actually come up and... get the ink off. It was weird.
That's wild. Like, it's an awesome predecessor. Like, I get the spread of technology, but I'm glad I didn't have to do it.
Right. It's like, you could type everything before you even print it. Like, you're printing. Like, once you hit that button, it's printed.
Yeah, but could you imagine being the person you are now, transplanted, like, right around the time that comes out, and you're just like, I'm the expert on this thing.
Oh, yeah. The expert on the...
on the old typewriter.
Yeah. Like, how many... keys, do you think you don't know what they do on like a keyboard?
At least 12 plus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I know what they do for certain programs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess that's what they're all for, but like even with the typewriter, like, I don't know what half this, but hit F1 on the typewriter.
Yeah.
I think when we were learning at school, I accidentally hit one of the F buttons at top and it just started printing.
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh, sweet. I printed it. Because I think it popped up and said, do you want to print? And I went to hit cancel and hit okay. So.
Ah, okay. F3. Great. A cigarette. That'd be awesome as shit. F7.
Yeah.
Self-destruct mode.
We went to... You've been to Buffalo Wild Wings, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Are you a fan?
I think the portions are too small, but that's fat me talking. I haven't been since...
So that's what kind of happened to me, because I wanted to get wings, but they were like 5 wings and it was expensive as shit. So I was like, let me go with the, so they had one of those meal deal things.
Yeah.
$19.99 or whatever.
Oh yeah. The 2 meals and sodas for $20, right?
Yeah. So I was like, I'll get the burger, because I know like I'll get full off the burger. I was starving. Mm-hmm. And they had a thing to upgrade it to a triple.
Okay.
I was like, all right, they're smash burgers, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's I upgraded for $5 to a triple bacon cheeseburger. Now, when I say that, what do you think I'm getting?
A Dave's triple.
So, like the Wendy's meal you're talking about? 3 pieces of bacon.
Huh.
They fucking got me.
Yeah.
I feel like they worded that wrong, because, like, I don't know. I thought
triple patties. Right. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Like a Dave's triple.
And then I told the waitress, I was like, there's only two patties on here. Just take the $5 off or eat it. It's fine. Mm-hmm. She was like, okay. And she went back, came back. And Trish looked at it. She was like, it's still on there. And so we told her, she was like, they said they took it off. So she went back, mm-hmm. came back again, said, I talked to my manager. He said, you ate the burger. I was like, yeah, I know I did, but they didn't put the other patty on there. I just wanted the $5 off. She was like, oh, it's for triple bacon.
That's wild.
I was like, it's Wild Wings.
Yeah.
It's Buffalo. But then I started thinking, like, if I were to make I would call it bacon double cheeseburger. So right. bacon's...
Triple bacon double cheeseburger.
So they, yeah, well, that's, like, if I were to make a bacon or a cheeseburger, double cheeseburger with bacon, I would call it a bacon double cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. So the double cheeseburger. You know what I mean?
Right.
They called it triple bacon cheeseburger.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that,
but I feel like they're doing that. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like it's a triple, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. I can see where the confusion is.
Yeah.
They could have worded it better.
Right.
Like I said, I would have done triple bacon double cheeseburger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That way there's a number associated with both things.
Right. And maybe, I don't think it said that, though. Because, well, what it was a single burger, but then you could upgrade to a triple.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. That's dumb.
Yeah.
Two extra slices of bacon for $5.
Yeah, and it's never, like, the bacon was good, but I never feel like the price of bacon is worth it.
Oh, that's the whole thing. So, like, I've gone away from getting bacon burgers. Mm-hmm. Like, on vacation, I did the Bacon King because it was the BK Whopper Bar. It wasn't, like, the full restaurant or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the Whopper meal was $13.79. The Bacon King was $14. You know what
I
mean?
The Bacon King is delicious.
And that's what I'm saying.
And you don't get all the...
It's a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like to do all that, but then I find myself, I take the fucking top bun off, just don't eat the top bun. And then it's like, I'll eat four slivers of these eight pieces of fucking bacon because that's the only part that's meat. You know what I mean? Like, it's so fucking fatty. And like, I get it, it's bacon, whatever, but it's not like it came out like fucking pork belly.
Oh, and really?
That's what it looked like to
see,
me.
See, this was like, it was nice and crunchy. Like, it was good, but...
Well, they probably did theirs in the fryer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They probably did this in the oven.
Oh, yeah. Or that, you ever get the pre-cooked bacon where mm-hmm. you just throw it in the microwave?
Microwave, yeah.
Horrible.
when I worked at Heritage's, everything was just cooked in the microwave.
That's what Wawa's is. I mean, yeah. That's what we put out, but...
I don't know. Like, it's not bad. Like, good on you for fooling me. But once I know, I'm just kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
But, like, as I seen it, I was like, that's messed up. They worded it wrong. Or, I mean, even if they say, you know, because we went triple, then bacon. Like, that's still...
My whole thing is, why didn't she come back out and explain it to you?
The first time?
Because
I don't think she knew either. Because she read it and was like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
But they have a... I know you're a ranch guy. Have you had their ranch?
I have.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's got a little bit more of a vinegary kick in it. You know what I mean? But my spot to go, especially on this vacation I just had, was Margaritaville.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been?
Yeah. Well, actually, no. We got to the door and the wait was too long.
Okay.
And there was a drunk guy in front of me just talking to me. And he had no shirt
Let's
on.
Let's go, Dolphins.
Yeah, he had no shirt on. He was built, too.
Yeah.
He was all big, so like I didn't want trouble.
They call me Big Sexy.
But, he was, what's his name, Workout Washington.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but no, we went, I had to get the fish and chips.
Mm-hmm.
They do a special tartar sauce where instead of pickles, it's jalapenos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's Land Shark beer batter. Like, I know it's nothing special, but like, it's something.
Right.
You know what I mean? I can't go up the road and get that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have they call it a Dijonese. You know what I mean? But they do it with
Dijon and mayonnaise.
Yeah. But they use Grey Poupon for sure. And it's just like the most fucking delicious thing to dip the fish in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I'm just weird about those. Have you get like filet of fish from McDonald's?
Fuck no.
See, and like her side, they all love them. Like Trish always gets it, extra tartar sauce. We were at her grandma's. She was talking about them. I was like, when there's one fish on the menu, like it's like sketchy.
Well, see,
it's McDonald's.
I have an aversion to the whole thing because of growing up in private Christian school. It was just like some lady that they hired to make the food for everybody if you bought lunch. And I remember having fish dicks and like I look, yeah, fish dicks.
Wait, did you say it like that or did it just?
I think it just came out that way.
Oh.
You know, isn't that the joke though?
Yeah, which because I don't know.
Yeah. But it was the old fish sticks. All right, there you go. And like then we had gym right after, and I threw them up. It was just like the worst tasting thing ever. So like I didn't have them for forever. Like whenever they had them at lunch, like just I want a bologna sandwich.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then moving out into my own house, gave them another shot. Like, all right, I can do this. But every now and again, throwing them in the air fryer, they'll get soggy on the other side, and I'll just throw the whole fucking thing out.
Yeah, like in the oven, you're supposed, like you're talking about.
The toaster oven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the toaster oven.
Like an air fryer, but mine is like a toaster oven type deal where you're supposed to flip them.
Yeah, because I hate that. That's too much.
Right.
Because they give you the whole time.
It's supposed to be convenient, not more work.
Yeah.
But they say they do the same thing in the other oven anyway.
But do you have an actual air fryer too?
Yeah.
Does that work? Does that do both sides?
It tries, but all the heat's on the top. You know what I mean? Like, it does cook them all the way through if you leave it in there long enough, but it's like, how brown do you want the top to be?
Yeah, and how crunchy do you want the outside when the bottom just burn up in the top?
Because, like, it's great for the run-of-the-mill mozzarella sticks.
Right,
or if you got something small, like a chicken nugget. Because even the chicken patties, like, it depends on who's making the patty. Like, I think a Purdue one works better than a Tyson one.
Yeah. There's some, man, where... Like, I got these chicken strips from Walmart, and then you throw them in there, it's like, they're never cooking.
Nope.
Like, they're just soggy as shit.
I just hate, like, give me a bag of, like, chicken nubs or whatever the fuck you want to call them, like the antitizers. Make them all the same fucking size.
Yeah, because that kills it, too.
Because here's my thing. I don't want to eat the monster ones, but I don't want the small ones to be burnt to shit.
Yeah, just little... hard-ass piece of crunchy.
Right. Because that's we buy General Tso's chicken all the time, and it's the same fucking problem. And it's like, you got the fist-size one, and then you got the one that's half the size of my pinky.
Yeah.
And then here's a chicken strip somewhere in between. And it's like, they're not all going to cook at the same rate. Stop selling me the shit.
Yeah. So, I do the KFC bowls with those antitizers.
Yeah.
And I'll just air fry them a little under.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put them into mashed potatoes and then recook.
Gotcha.
Like in the oven.
But see, so I can appreciate kinda, that.
Yeah.
Because like they're already in something that's going to be wet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a little bit different when it's like, wet chicken.
By itself. Yeah. I do hate that. And then it's like, why is one side all crunchy and the other side is like soft? Like, seems like it just defrosted.
Yeah, like once I feel that mush, I'm like, all right, I'm out. Oh, that was one. So I had bought a elote for the first time at
it's
the
elote.
Old. It's the Mexican street corn.
Oh, okay.
But they had it at Universal, and I was like, there's no way it's going to be good. I just have to try it. Like, I really love corn on the cob. You can put that up there with mustard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you ever put mustard on your corn on the cob?
No, but I wouldn't be completely opposed to it. But the, like, they had, it was like a chili lime sauce. Like, it wasn't Mexican street corn. Mm-hmm. It was definitely, like, the white version of it.
Yeah.
But it was the best fucking thing I've had. And, like, it was $6. You go to the Mexican restaurant down the street, it's $5.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, it wasn't killing me. I went back. I got two more. I'm telling you, that shit was so good.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because they even give you the lime wedge on the side, and it's got all this cheese on the top, so you kind of just dump it and then roll it, you know, to get everything kind of covered. Then you do the lime over top, so then it's extra acidic.
So the Mexican street corn, do you get corn on the cob with that?
Or yeah.
Because, like, have you ever had it, like, in the cup?
Yeah, I do like the cup sometimes, but...
It's just more convenient, I think, for me.
Yeah, but it's just sometimes they're cheap about the corn when it's in a cup, because I prefer it on the cob. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Great for the viewers, but...
Oh, okay, that's... Yeah, that does look pretty good.
Yeah, but that's something worth $6.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they were selling, at Halloween Horror Nights, it was one long mozzarella stick. With marinara sauce. How much you think?
How long are we talking? Are we talking like a foot long?
Yeah, like it was a long.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because they also at that same stand, they did a foot long Nathan's hot dog on a stick, like corn dog style.
Oh, like a corn dog?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, I don't know, something about a mozzarella. You can't even pick that thing up.
Exactly.
$12.
Exactly.
Really?
Yep. Like, would you pay $12 for a fucking mozzarella stick? Uh-huh. And like, The worst part is I'm considering it.
Yeah. Well, then, like, you... So, with that, you can only really dip it good once. The rest is all that cheese and shit on the outside.
I could barely imagine it staying. Like, you imagine the grease in the palm of your hand as you're trying to support it in the middle.
Unless you just, like, push it up off the thing and, like, good dip it and bite it.
Here, let me cut this up. Get rid of the whole gimmick. I got a bunch of holes in my mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, because at least in a regular size, you can kind of get two dips in there if you bite it off and don't have like that big cheese pool. But
yeah, I mean, give me that mozzarella stick and the buffalo chicken dip and we have a different conversation,
right? Yeah,
but $12 for that, wild.
Yeah, dude,
the burgers were like $23-24.
God damn.
And like the special is like, it's got Swiss cheese on it, my least favorite.
Yeah. I hate that. I know somebody who makes a grilled cheese with Swiss cheese.
Like, if we're doing like eight cheeses and there's just one in there to kind of make it extra gooey, I could get over it. But for it to be like that overwhelming, where's it at? Hold on, that overwhelming fart flavor.
Yeah.
You know?
It is a rough cheese. And I always wanted to like it because that's the cheese. It's not like they always put the holy cheese in the cartoons.
Yeah.
And I always thought it was cool. I was like, I want that holy cheese. And it's like, oh, it's Swiss cheese. Here it is. Like, why does it taste like shit?
Right.
That was just like carrots with Bugs Bunny. I was like, man, they look so good. I'm gonna eat
that.
A
was
carrot.
The whole point of that, right?
Yeah.
Same thing with spinach and Popeye.
Yeah.
You ever have brie cheese?
No.
It's the worst fucking thing imaginable.
Really? Is it worse than?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
So it's a soft cheese, right? But there's a rind to it. But the rind is like you just bit into like wall mold. Yeah. All this other shit. Like, people love it. I can't.
Yeah, cheese gets too weird.
Yeah, I don't want to know about it. I just want it to be on stuff and taste good.
Do you like goat cheese?
I do.
I don't know. It's got a weird...
But see, it goes with different stuff. Like, I could probably make a burger. You do some of that. Like, people would use goat or whatever, but you can just use a regular old meat burger. You know what I mean?
Oh, like a goat with goat cheese?
Yeah. But, you know what I mean? Like, spread that over the top. It's got, like, a creamy sourness. So then you take something sweet, do, like, a apple jam. You know what I mean? Then you got contradicting flavors. You throw a slice of bacon underneath of it, and now all of a sudden you got a party.
Or triple bacon.
Yeah, triple bacon for five extra dollars.
Oh, shit.
But, you know, I just... Food has been so disappointing lately.
I think we talked about this, too, but it really has. Like, we went to... So, both the boys' birthdays are 4 days apart. Mm-hmm. So 14, 18, we went for Bradley's. He wanted to go to Buffalo Wild Wings and we went to Texas Roadhouse for Jaden's. The guy next to us said he called the waiter over and he was like, this meat is rotten.
Oh my God.
And he was like, I looked over and like, he got it. Like, it was rare.
Yeah.
And he was like, if you don't believe me, you could smell right here. And like pointed and she was like, no, I believe you. Like, you've been to Texas Roadhouse, right?
Yeah.
You know when you walk in and they're like, oh, would you like to pick one of your...
Right.
They all look disgusting. It looked bad. I was like, who would want to pick that? And then apparently they're rotten meat.
Oh, I've had that problem before. Now, this was years ago, because I don't really go to steakhouses. Because I like steak as a treat every now and again, but the amount of money they want for it, like, you're fucking
especially
ridiculous.
A good piece, not rotten meat.
Right. I can't understand the people that do the dry age either.
Oh,
it's like
no.
$45 for this 3-ounce steak. Don't forget the other shrinkage.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? Like, we went there and my girl got the half chicken and we take the skin off and all, like, the meat was stained pink. Like, it wasn't raw, but, like, it means it's been sitting in its blood for forever.
Oh.
Like, you defrosted it. It was at the bottom right side of the corner and, like, you just kind of threw it on the grill and basted it.
Is it, so isn't, like, the red in the meat, it's not actual blood?
It depends on where and what, you know what I mean?
Like, do they do the same with the chicken as they do? Like, I know that's probably not, but like, I know like the beef, they hang it up and let it drain, right?
So the whole thing is like, normally what'll happen is they'll either come in frozen or they'll come in ice. So then they'll take it out of their regular container and they'll dump it in a bucket like that they have and they'll just kind of pull from it. But like I said, that chicken was probably at the bottom of the pile, just drowning
in all the rest
ice and blood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was in there for so long that it stained the meat pink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just one of those things like, I don't want to eat this.
No.
You know?
Like, that's why I was always weird with like grilling chicken, because chicken's the one you have to make sure you're.
Well, pork too. Pork gets scary.
Yeah.
But I'll do some spam. Give me some spam.
I was just talking to a guy at work. He just had a. Do you cook your spam?
Yes.
See,
fry it hard on both sides.
Yeah.
Some white American cheese over some toast and some ketchup. You can't beat it. Same thing with scrapple. I'm all about some scrapple. Yeah.
When I was younger, I remember eating it like right out of the can. It was not good. But yeah, like if you fry it, because it has like that fat on the outside too.
Yeah.
So it kind of fries good. But I don't know. We used to do that on like white bread with mustard, and that was.
Okay. You ever do like some spam musubi? Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's like a rice cake at the bottom. You wrap it in the seaweed and you make it look like it would have been like a big sushi piece. Yeah, usually the fried spam, but then it's got like a teriyaki glaze over it. They come out really good.
So spam is ham, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's what I thought, but it's just, I don't know.
It's the whole Hawaiian thing. You know what I mean? So like they have enough Asian crossover that they get a lot of those flavors too.
Right. We had, there was a place where you could like make your own pizza and they did that and the spam was just like cold on the pizza and it was just, I don't know. It's definitely got to be cooked.
There are certain things that need to get put on a pizza raw and certain things that need to be cooked on a pizza.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not an onion guy, but I don't understand the people that'll order the pizza red onions on it. And then, like, they put the whole thing in there to cook together and it's just, like, these black bits on the top.
Right, yeah, because a red onion, like, I put that on the top of chili. Like, just raw red onion. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's something, I know you don't like onions, but it's just.
But that's the whole thing. Like, if I was going to eat something like that, even with the banana peppers, like, I'm a big banana pepper fan. I don't want you to put it in the oven when the whole pizza's baking. Take the hot pizza out and sprinkle the cold ones over the top. I want the crunch. I want the freshness in with the cheese and everything else. I don't want it to be muted and cooked into it.
Yeah. We actually did our own pizzas the other day.
Yeah?
We just bought like a, she bought a thin crust. It was like a 3-pack.
Okay.
I did my Hawaiian pizza. I just cooked everything in the
thing. I get you. But see, that's something that, like, I feel like it works better with the pineapple because then the sweetness kind of comes out a little bit. And like, of course you want the ham to sweat all over your pizza.
Right, yeah. And I put jalapenos on there too.
Oh, that's always a good one. See, that's the thing. I want fresh jalapeno. I don't want pickled.
Yeah. That's all we had.
I get you.
Yeah.
But, I'm saying but a lot. That's just my new go-to.
You're about to say it.
I was. I sure was. I haven't had an Alfredo pizza in a while. Like I'm a fan of a good white pizza. It's hard to find a good one and then have a toothbrush nearby to be like, I have to brush my teeth immediately.
You remember those little travel things they used to make with the toothpaste thing in the middle?
The rip, zip.
Is that brush. What it was? Where you would brush your teeth and then you could throw it away?
Yeah. Slide it on your finger. Finger fuck your mouth.
Is that what it was?
I mean, the one I remember is. Like, I remember they had that commercial everywhere. And it was just like this little pouch. And they would, it was everybody. And they'd rip, zip, brush.
Oh.
It was over and over again. Almost like that head on applied directly to the forehead.
What do you think that thing was? The head on that you just rub shit on your forehead.
It was probably just like some kind of aspirin you could absorb through your skin.
Yeah.
I guess so. If I had a headache, it was never because like my forehead hurt, you know what I mean? Or like it physically hurt. It was like my sinuses are fucking inflamed.
Yeah.
I've got a sinus headache.
Head on.
Yeah.
I need a nose on.
I used the wrong head.
Oh shit. I went to Dunkin' the other day.
Yeah.
You're not a Dunkin' guy, right?
No,
not a coffee guy, and the donuts aren't that great, so. But the person, like, for some reason, they do dog toys there.
Okay.
So they have, like,
that's
little
Dunkin'. That's real dumb. Yeah. Because here's my thing, right? You want to hand it to the dog through the window. When are you washing your hands?
You ready? So the person in front of me had a dog in their thing, and she comes, elbows out. Oh, look at the dog. Dog's licking her hands and shit. It's a little wiener dog. Then I pull up, here's your coffee. It's like, fuck.
You know,
like, I don't know, like, how do you not think that?
Oh, I mean, what pisses me off just as bad is when they're like, all right, I'm gonna start making your food, and then they go to take your money and they don't take the gloves off and they do the whole transaction and then they go back over to the grill. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
You better
dude?
Get some new gloves or something. What are you doing? But I mean, I don't know why they started selling chew toys at Dunkin'.
That's, I mean, the same reason they have fucking Halloween buckets. Because you better believe there's one in my house.
Well, you better believe there's one in that refrigerator with donuts in it.
Yep.
But like, then people got mad because McDonald's Halloween buckets were small. Like, you remember them growing up?
Yeah.
Like the, what was it, 3 or 4 different buckets they had?
Right, and that's always been a staple. Like, even if they're small this year, like, how much candy do you want your kid to have?
Yeah, like, I mean, it is always fun getting the pillowcase full.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if that's what you want to do, but, like, I feel like that's for a small child.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, bring that with your kid to trunk or treat, and then fill it up a couple times if it's all that. Like, you're complaining about something that you're buying. Like, it comes with a fucking Happy Meal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, my God. You know, I bought this car and it just doesn't fill itself up with gas. Like, get over it.
Yeah, I guess you could just bring another bag and then.
Right, because that's the whole thing. Like, what kid is like, I want that bucket? They want the fucking Paw Patrol thing. Or because, like, if you want to complain about something, one I always thought was cool that didn't hold enough and was just a stupid idea altogether is the thing that looks like an arm with the hand and it's the hole in the middle and it's a bag under the hand.
Yeah.
Like, all right, that's better for not going close to that fucking pedophile's house. Like, right here, just put it in the hand, please.
And it's that, like, sometimes you're, like, messing up trying to open it up. Like, it's already open and it's easy to...
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that little guy. We always did... Like, there would be these... Actually, school used to give them away. Like, a little plastic kind of bag.
Okay.
But it wasn't, like, a... Not, like, an old shopping bag. It was, like... And not, like, the reusable ones, but it was kind of... I don't know. It was just a little stronger.
See, we did the pillowcase, and then when the pillowcase got too full, we usually had a backpack.
God damn. A pillowcase full?
Well, when it starts to get full, like too heavy to just carry out, you know what I mean? But you got to remember, I grew up in the trailer park, so it's just house after house after house house. And you knew the right people to go to first, because it's like, here's the full-size candy bar. We can't afford a house, but we can definitely afford candy.
Right. It used to be fun back in the day. I don't know if it's... Well, I don't know if the kids enjoy it as much as we did back in the day.
I don't think so. I feel like everything's already at their fucking fingertips. It's like the difference between finding a fucking magazine in the woods with titties on it versus being like, I can see your butthole on my phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like with it being, because they're doing trunk or treat everywhere anyway.
Yeah. And I like them. I mean, it's, they get a lot of candy and it's quick. It's just like run around, like, because then... But that was kind of part of it, too, going to different houses and being like, oh, nobody answered the door. Or, like, you know, usually it's lights off, you don't go, and their yard's decorated. And then some people would do, like, they still do it now, but they do, like, their own little haunted house kind of thing, which is pretty cool.
And that's the thing. Growing up, I loved that shit. And then every now and again, like, it would just be, oh, it's also Super Church on Wednesday. We're going to the Harvest Festival. Like, no, I want a fucking trick-or-treat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's Halloween, not the Harvest Festival.
Yeah. There's plenty of that for November. We can get our pumpkins and do whatever. But, like, even, like, I don't know, the kids don't seem like they want... Like, there's not a lot of cool costumes either when I... Like, we still take Bradley out.
Well, how slutty do you want him to be?
Well, not even that. You know what I mean? But there is some... Like, once in a while, you do say, oh, look, somebody tried.
Yeah. But those are the homemade costumes.
Yeah.
Yeah? Like, that's the whole cosplay... Like, you want to see the cool shit, go to an anime convention, you know?
Yeah, but then I got to go to an anime convention.
I know.
But I don't know. Even we had shitty ones, though. You ever had the plastic mask one?
Oh, zombie football player.
Dude, I hate that. Dude, you show up with your jersey from your midget football team.
I had to wear the pads.
Oh, yeah.
I was playing the part.
I hated that.
Yeah, but there was always the zombie karate guy. Or
so you were just different zombies.
I think I was Spider-Man a bunch.
Spider-Man zombie.
Zombie Peter Parker. This year, I'm Uncle Ben. But then it was like, robot. I'm like, oh, my robot sucks.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. It sounds like a good idea until you have to walk with it on.
Yeah, well, that's what we every year explain to Bradley. You know you're going to have to wear a mask. He was the trick-or-treat guy last year.
Mm-hmm.
What's the, did you watch that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it Sam or something like that?
Sack guy.
Yeah, either way. But, like, the mask was huge. And we were there at Spirit Halloween. Like, are you sure you're going to want to wear that? Because you got to walk around with that. And it's going to be hard. Yeah, I want that. And then, I don't like the mask.
Yeah.
And then this year he went with the, little pig. It's almost like you still playing Fortnite?
Mm-hmm.
The Fortnite Mayor's pig guy?
Okay, John Hamm.
I get no. Wait, isn't that an actual actor?
Yeah.
John Hamm.
Or what is his name? John Pork, I think they call it. It's a weird battle thing. So it's like Wizard Off or some shit. Like, I don't know what the fuck it's called. But
Fort
like
Nightmares.
It's a VR. Oh, no, I'm talking about, at least from what I've seen, like the popularity of the guy. I know exactly who you're talking about. I just unlocked him yesterday, level 222. But there's a wizard game where like you can buy spells and shit, and like it's all in the VR Oculus deal. And one of them is you summon four guys. Each one of them attacks a different way. And one of them is John Pork, I think his name is.
Oh, okay.
And they all creep up at the same time. And like John Pork's usually the one they save for last, and that's the one that gets them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what he went with, and he had to cut the eyes open a little more. But because we had the their party this week,
okay,
and it was a dress up party. But then half the time, like masks are everywhere. Like nobody wants to do the.
Well, I remember I did the blow up sumo guy one year,
mm-hmm.
and like it's fun, it's breezy, it's whatever. And then it's like, oh, somebody walked past you and snagged something. Now your costume's ruined.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like they were so fucking nothing.
Yeah,
fart.
Would you ever see the one where they spray the fart spray in the fan?
Yeah, oh, I'd be so mad. Like, I'm ripping out of that suit and kicking your ass. No doubt about it. I don't know. I couldn't... Like, today, I don't even want to hand out candy.
No?
I live in a bad neighborhood to hand out candy anyway. They never come knock on my door, and I'm fine with it.
Yeah, they don't... Well, we're never here, so...
Yeah, I'd be like, here's some Easter candy. Here's a handful of these fucking Smarties I'm eating.
Yeah. This is our open pack. I'm like, here, you get some, yeah. You get some.
Thanks for coming by. Don't do it again.
Yeah. You guys don't decorate or anything?
No, because somebody's going to steal it.
I mean, like in the house or at all? Because no. I think, yeah, that's, like Halloween's probably like your number one.
It is, but like I want to go out and do it. Like I don't want to.
You don't need it in the house?
Yeah. Like, that does nothing for me. Like, if it was up to me, we wouldn't have anything hanging up. You know what I mean? Like, don't give two shits.
Do Christmas tree and stuff?
Nope.
Damn.
We tried the 1 year, but we got...
You got cats.
Yeah. Like, we have the 1 foot tall tree, and it's like, all right, plugged it in for a day. Okay. Because we don't really do presents either.
No.
You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, what do you want? I'll buy it for you. All right, go buy this while I'm at work. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we get what we want. Throughout the year, essentially.
Yeah. And I guess really with no kids, you don't have that like buy-in for...
Yeah, because like, I'll buy for nieces and nephews and stuff. And now it's like at the point where it's like, are you 18 yet? You know? I mean, really. But it's never like, oh, I can't wait to get this for Christmas. Like that, the magic is gone.
Yeah.
Santa Claus fucks. Yeah. I'd rather like do a beer crawl or something. Yeah. I'm going out Saturday to go drinking.
Where's that at?
Old Philly.
Oh shit, who are you going with?
A guy from work that just moved up this way. My buddy Kurt, and I'm picking up my other friend Kyle.
What's a place in Philly?
We're just going to kind of go around. Like we're going to hit the Italian market.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Do all that stuff, cuz even if we buy something, it'll stay cold in the car.
Yeah.
Terakawa is a ramen place that's definitely on the list. And I want to go to Brew. It's like a German bar out there. They got a bunch of crazy beer shit. And if I'm still hungry, like that's going to be my place to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Good old sauerkraut and bratwurst. And all the goodies.
All the dollar dogs that take 45 minutes.
Hell yeah.
What's his name? Nick was talking about doing a wing night. We haven't been out going anywhere. But like you said, all the food's been shit. So it's like,
and you know, he doesn't want me there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I need like Dollar Dog Night was awesome
because it's hard to mess that up. I mean, you can mess it up.
Oh, you can take 45 minutes to get me my dog for sure. Because I want to go. I hate New York. I hate being in New York, but I do want like a New York hot dog,
like out of
sauerkraut and mustard,
street cart thing.
Yeah, but. I don't know. Call me weird. I want it to be like a Italian dude. Be like, oh, he wants some wiener. You know?
Well, I mean, you're in New York, so I guess you just want the...
I want the authenticity. And I want to see Master Splinter and the Turtles.
And Elmo?
Oh, God, no. those things, they follow me. Like, I have something for them. Like, mm-hmm. get away from me.
Like, nobody wants your picture in right. Times Square.
Because I'll, like, try to sneak in the background and be like, get the fuck away from me, dude. Because even, like, being on vacation, there's shit to take pictures of. And it's just like, all right, I'm not asking for 20 minutes of your time, but I'm just trying to get a picture of this one thing. I'm off to the side, and they're still, like, bumping into you and shit. And then you have the other people that are just like, everybody out of the way, I'm taking a picture here.
Yeah. Are they trying to get you to pay for a picture? Like, oh, you took my picture, and now I need that money.
No, it's just like...
Just like, oh, Elmo was here?
At Universal, it's just kind of like, all right, so...
I thought you were talking about New York.
Nah, I thought I switched over. My bad.
You might have. I might not have been paying attention.
But, like, there's statues of minions and shit. And, like, right. There's a minion on a bench, and it's like, all right, I want to take my picture next to the minion. And then it'll be like, some kid comes over, like, can you get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, it's like me, the minion, and a random kid. I don't right. know.
But at the same time, then there's also, like, there's a bridge from where you go from Jurassic Park into Harry Potter World. And you can see, the school castle in the background. Mm-hmm. And everybody wants to stop right in the middle of the bridge to take a picture. And, like, they're just, stop. Like, no.
Yeah.
Like, either come when it's less crowded or, like, I don't know, fucking don't.
Yeah. That's another thing I didn't understand either. Like... watching, like, the postseason of baseball, like, everybody's recording, like, you know, this could be the last pitch or whatever, and they're all getting it. And who's going to want to see that on your phone when you can watch it on TV? Having said that, I have a video of that on my Instagram.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, it was the World Series, and it was, but, like, nobody's going to be like, oh, wow, look at his angle. It's far as way. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, same thing with the concert. Like, my girl recorded a few songs with the concert. Like, we haven't even tried once to go back and listen to them. Or, right. You know what I mean? Like, I took pictures just to kind of show you where I was in proximity to stuff. And, like, this was cool. But it's not like I was like, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Get it on the phone.
And, like, oh, the Snapchat stories back in the day used to be awful. Mm-hmm. I don't use it no more, but, like, people used to sing over them, and all you could hear was them. It's like, yeah, you're singing awful. Right?
there have been a lot of bands coming back, though.
Yeah.
Like MCR.
That was another thing, because they remember they came back right before COVID,
mm-hmm.
and then all the ticket prices were like $300 and some,
yep.
and then COVID hit, so they weren't doing that. I don't know if they're actually touring again, or...
I think they are. I've seen clips from different shows and stuff.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of different music that I've never heard by them on my Spotify.
Yeah, I don't know if they put out new stuff or not.
Yeah.
But I think old Gerard Way is getting chunky again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just well, compared to where he was, like, Black Parade style, because he was bigger before.
Well, he was is he in recovery now, I guess, is what it would
be.
Oh,
was he on drugs? I don't know.
Isn't that what My Chemical Romance is? Like...
Oh, I have no idea.
With drugs? Like, the Chemical Romance? I don't know. That's what I assumed.
I have no idea. Oh. Like, that's the thing. I liked the bangers, and that was about it.
Yeah.
It just so happened that all the girls I found aesthetically pleasing really liked them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Trying to get the big boob, goth, titty girlfriend, you know, when you don't like any of the stuff.
What? Oh. Somebody's playing a game on Steam.
Okay. I was about to say, don't tell me we haven't been recording this whole time.
No, we're just streaming it live.
Okay. Well, I see that we're at an hour and a half. Did you want to call it there?
Yeah, we're good. We didn't have anything. We didn't have to bring up ChatGPT or nothing.
Yeah, we just kept it rolling.
Yeah, because I think I had those two written in my thing. Do you have a notes thing where you're like, oh, I should bring that
up? Yeah, I've been jotting shit down, like driving around here. Oh, my fucking God. Like, I'm over it. Even on Game Creek Road, some dude just decided not to turn, and it's at the stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
So I was about 10 cars back waiting. Like, it was so bad, somebody turned around in somebody's driveway.
Jesus.
Yeah. And, like, I was about to just lay on the horn, but once that dude moved, the rest of the line was just, like, oh, great. It was one idiot.
Yeah.
Like, some dude cut me off the other day to just go 40 right in front of me.
I hate that. Especially if there's nobody behind me. Mm-hmm. If there's a little bit of space and you could kind of sneak in there and I'd have to hit the brakes, I get it. If there's like a long line behind me. But if it's me and you're cutting me off going slow and there's nobody behind me, you could have waited.
Right. But then when you go to go around them, they just speed up again.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah. Road rage is real, though.
For sure.
It's bad.
Oh, I scream.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Like, just, you fucking idiot. I do get to the point to where I think about trying to get them to pull over and fight.
Yeah. I've seen way too many of them videos.
Well, that's the thing. They're going to pull a gun on me. They're going to shoot me. I'm going to die.
Or somebody's going to get knocked out and their head's going to bounce off the concrete and the other person's just going to leave and they're going to be like, I don't know what happened here.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, I really do get worked up.
Yeah. I don't know why it's so, gets you so angry. But I guess, I said because you're already at a heightened sense because you're driving around in a, pretty much a killing machine. Like, you gotcha. Can do whatever, and it's like...
Yeah, they say the same thing about airplanes, right? Like, the conjoined madness.
Right,
like,
if one
dude just starts freaking out, like, everybody will start freaking out.
Right, yeah. It's like, come on, don't do this. We're, like, however many miles
just
in the
calm
air.
The fuck down! Yeah. You calm the fuck down!
Then the guy in the Burger King hat says something real bad.
Oh, yeah. I love zingers.
Was that it, friend?
Yeah, that was it. I think we'll save the rest for next time.
All right.
Yeah, bye, everybody.
All right, peace out.